Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon isang Filipino-Australian writer, Lorna Ramirez. Magandang araw sa'yo, Lorna.
Magandang araw naman, Claudette.
Ikaw ay nagsulat na ng tatlong libro. Ang unang libro ay pinamagatang...
My Innermost Thoughts. These are consisted of poems, inspirational messages, and quotes, at saka poems.
Yung second book na yung isinulat ay pinamagatang?
My Passion, My Calling. Ang sinulat ko yung pangalawang libro, this is the reason why I've written the first book.
Mm-mm.
Because in my second book, dun ko ang aking journey as an author na I have a near-death experience. Before, just for a reason, I don't write.
Mm-mm.
And then after that experience na I could see heaven already, and the reason why probably they did not accepted me kasi pag if you die you can see, you know, a big tunnel. Nung papasok na ako doon, biglang nag-close, doon ako nagising sa operating table, and the reason probably God did not accept me because I still got the mission.
You still have a purpose, kumbaga
may purpose ako na to promote love, acceptance of all people, and you know, regardless of religion, you have to be, you have to accept them. And at saka nagsusulat ako bilang inspiration sa mga taong depressed, di may mga problema, kasi I have so many instances where some people will buy my books and they say they will give it to someone who is dying of cancer. And then, you know, and they come back to me and they say, listen, see, ang yung binigay kong libro, they live through your books, and they say they just want to live because they are reading my book, inspired. And one is a wife, binubugbog siya ng asawa. You know, ang sabi niya sa akin na napaiyak pa ako, listen, Lorna, in the morning, I have to read your book to go through the day. Kung wala ito, siguro matagal na akong kung anong ginawa ko na sa sarili ko. And this probably is the reason why I did not die.
So you become a blessing to other
people. Probably. I could see that because you are writing not for financial gain. This is my motto or something like that. But I write because of my passion and to deal and touch with people and connect with them.
So it caused you to have that near-death experience
just
para
be,
sumulat.
Para sumulat. Kasi alam mo bang my children, they're all laughing because I don't want to write any Christmas card or letters. Hindi ako, ayoko. I can write, but parang tamad ako. And then so suddenly, when I start writing, and my husband said, bakit nagsimula kang magsulat? I don't know. It's just when I get into my pen and my paper, it's just, you know, the thoughts flow. And I don't know where it's coming from. So I feel blessed.
Okay, so you have the second book, My Passion, My Calling. The third one is a novel.
Oh, this is a quite... different from the first one, because this one, although the title is Moments of Love, Lust, and Ecstasy, you would think it's a porno. No, it's not. But it is written only for above 18 because there are love scenes in here that is not you know, really readable,
suitable,
suitable for the kids. But this one is regarding depression, how to deal with depression, and some issues that us, you know, I mean, is very very hard to accept. You know, a little bit of sex, but it's not really sex written in a pornographic way. Because I'm a poet, the love scene and the sex scene is written in a poetic way. Love is an art. And at the same time, I could say that my book is unique because each chapter of this book, I've written a special, sometimes a special poem related to, you know, to the chapter. And all the chapters in this book are, after the chapter, there is a inspirational messages, not taken from anyone, but an excerpt from my two books or my new poems.
Saan ka naman kumukuha din ng inspirasyon? Para, you know, you have that drive to write three books.
Yeah, because, you see, when I was young, ang paborito ko ay dalawang pinakapaboritong author. First is Bishop Fulton Sheen. He is a bishop from America, but he's written Inner Peace, Peace of Mind, The Life of Christ. Naku, gustong-gusto ko kasi the way he presented it, it's such in a poetic way as well. And the second influence of my writing is a poet, Thomas Merton. Siya ay monk, converted to Christianity. And ang pananaw niya, his outlook of life is so different, and he's very poetic as well. And as well as my husband, without my husband, I cannot write because he's done everything for me, support. I'm doing some a little bit of inspirational talk to different, especially the elderly.
Tingin mo ba, Lorna, nung nagsimula kang magsulat ng mga libro mo, did it somehow change your mental health?
Yes, because I think when you're writing, yung cells ng mind mo ay mag-change, very active. And I think it's one way of preventing the early onset of dementia. And I think it's make you strong. It's make you alert. Because, you know, I mean, you're using your brain the same as any other form of mental recreation, such as chess, diba? Such as writing. It makes your mind active.
Ikaw ay isang chemist. Retired chemist, to be exact. How did writing a book help in diverting from being a chemist that always tackle about science and research?
Because I just shift, you know, from my mental, from a technical background into a literary background. And the more I write, the more I believe in God. Because when analyzing the facts that I'm writing, and I could believe there are some things that cannot be explained by science. And through this, I would say there is God. And actually, 51% of scientists, according to Google, live in some one form of a big, you know, a higher power above. So who are we to say that we don't believe in God? Because there is someone in here that's bigger than the whole universe.
Meron ka ba mga tips sa ating mga aspiring writers?
Of course. First of all, write because you are passionate about it. Write from the heart. Don't think about personal gain or financial gain. If you do that, you will be frustrated. And I say, write from your heart. In writing, the first opening should always have an impact. And at the same time, the thought should flow from the beginning up to the end. It should be flowing to the end. And at the same time, the end should have also an impact. And also, when you write, make the readers be connected or be feeling that they are in your writing. Therefore, they are part of what you're writing.
Kumbaga, nakaka-relate ka.
Nakaka-relate ka. Exactly, Claudette.
Lorna, let's just quickly discuss the content of the books. Okay. Simulan natin sa unang libro mo na My Innermost Thoughts.
My Innermost Thoughts are basically mostly my poems and my inspirational messages. And perceive the thoughts of you have to accept everything regardless who and what they are. Perseverance, acceptance, and most especially love. And the second book is my journey as an author at the same time when we came here in Australia in 1977. Dinescribe ko dito ang life noong 1977 when we were in the hostel because we were assisted migrant and we stay in the hostel. It's entirely different than it is now. Even the surroundings, even the atmosphere is entirely different. The third book is about a traumatic experience. This is a story of romance, forbidden love, and courage. A story of human sufferings, vulnerability, and this is most important, and how the choices we make will change our lives. It's an open ending, there's a twist in the ending that I think you will be surprised.
Finally, Lorna, you have an upcoming book signing. Tell us
of
about
course.
This.
Of course. Nakatapos na nung Sunday, and then on the 21st, nakatapos na nung 21st, nakatapos na sa ACME, the Association, Australian Council of Multicultural Entrepreneurs. These are basically all entrepreneurs gathering every third month of the year, and I will present my book in there, and it was quite successful. And then the third one will be this coming October 28th at the Avondale Heights Library at 1:30 to 4 o'clock, and And it's free admission, and I will be serving a delicious refreshment. If you could, you know, I mean, send your email to the to meet T for Tango, R for Red, V for Victor, I for India, B as in Boy, A for Apple, T for Tango, trvbot@iprimus.com.au or 0421-281-427.
Ayan. If you're interested sa book signing and you want to be a part of it, please contact Miss Lorna Ramirez.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.